Amid charges that the Biden administration is employing the same tactics and creating the same chaos on the border as its predecessor, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas took to the airwaves Sunday to stem the tide of criticism, as he insists they are also stemming the tide at the border.
The border is closed. The border is secure. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults under the CDC's authority, under Title 42 of the United States Code, because we are in the midst of a pandemic.
The borders are effectively closed. I think that the numbers that we're seeing are being given particular attention right now so that they can be addressed in a humane way.
Florence Chamberlain is managing attorney with Kind Mexico, based in El Paso and Ciudad Juarez.
Anyone who has been involved with immigration issues over the years knows that there are moments that are certainly pivotal, more pivotal than others. This is a significant moment.
But if it's a moment, the Biden administration has been careful not to call it a crisis, as their critics pile on. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tweeting Saturday and calling the border situation the Biden border crisis.
They have created a humanitarian crisis down here at this border that you have seen now. And the reason why they are coming is because he says words do matter, and they do. The messaging is that if you want to come, you can stay.
On the heels of the House passing two significant immigration bills, both priorities for President Biden, creating paths to citizenship for so-called dreamers, as well as for over 300,000 agricultural workers, the situation at the border has pulled focus in a bipartisan way, with Democratic Texas Congressman Vicente Gonzalez saying, "It incentivizes droves of people to come, and the only way to slow it down is by changing policy at our doorstep. If they don't change the policy, the flow of continued migration traffic isn't going to stop or slow down," the secretary pushing back.
In the meantime, and in parallel, we are rebuilding those orderly systems, both in Mexico, in close partnership with the Mexican government, and in the countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, so that they, in fact, do not need to take that dangerous journey.
Florence Chamberlain says that while things may not be good, they are better.
It's not ideal from a child welfare perspective, but it is one that where we would rather see children, at least in the process, rather than stuck in a CBP facility or stuck in a very dangerous situation in Mexico.
The secretary making a stealth visit to the border on Friday and receiving further criticism for a lack of transparency.
And we are also working on providing access so the American public can, in a safe way, without jeopardizing our operations, see what is going on.
With their eyes on the border for now, the public and the Congress are still waiting to see. Michael Schur, News Nation, Los Angeles.